As I drive around, I notice, see a lot of churches that have in their name that are free. They all seem to think they're free from something and teach that. Freedom, come with us and you'll be free. And I found a statement by one author, one of these free churches, that kind of summed up what they believe. It said, living under the law is a curse and bondage because it requires you to be constantly striving toward the goal, toward a goal that you can never reach. You can never rest when living under a law-based system. You must spend your entire life trying to do something that you can never be, perfectly righteous. So, what did Christ say? When he went in Matthew 5, he amplified the law, and at the end he concluded in verse 48, become you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So, seems that Satan has turned everything around to where the world teaches just the opposite. Christ didn't say that you can't keep the law and just give up. He said you're supposed to strive toward a perfect life and one day become a spirit being, and then you become right, completely righteous. As he said in John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. They aren't a burden on us. They do make us free from sin. It's in Matthew 17 and verse 13, or Matthew 7, rather, in the chapter. Turn there, but read it here. He said, enter you into the straight gate. Or let's see. What I was getting at here is the next... up there where we live, there's a huge church. They noticed on Sundays it's full of people, and it reminds me of the verse in Matthew 7, verse 13, that says, enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads into destruction. There's many that go into it. But God's way, it's narrow is, straight is the gate, narrow is the way, which leads into life, and few there be that find it. But throughout much of the Bible, they refer back to the time of when God led Israel out of Egypt, which is a type of sin. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians in chapter 10, he said, moreover, brethren, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud of the sea. And all did eat of the same spiritual meat. They all drank of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock, and that rock that followed them, it was Christ. And God says he led Israel out of bondage. Opening for the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, he said, I am the Lord thy God that have brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of bondage, and then proceeded to give them the law. So he wasn't bringing them out of the law. He was putting them into the law to obey. And God delivered out of bondage, just as he... And God's laws brings deliverance from bondage of sin. And the world, bondage is in bondage of a false way of life, totally lacking the understanding of God's plan for mankind. Satan has filled the earth with a counterfeit belief system, from saying the law is done away to keeping a false system of holidays. And just as Israel came out of Egypt and was given God's laws and holy days, when we come out, we're also given God's laws and told to come out of sin and keep his holy days that teaches of his plan for us. And true freedom... As Christ said in John chapter 8 and verse 32 to 34, it says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him and said, we are of Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How do you say that we shall be made free? And Jesus answered him and said, verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. So the truth is that if you're transgressing God's law, that's when you're in bondage. And he was letting them know the be free would be in God's law and understanding the truth. It is breaking the God's laws that leads to bondage, and keeping God's law leads to freedom. So So now that, as he says in Romans 6 and verse 22, now being made free from sin and become the servants of God, you have the fruit into holiness, into everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life through Jesus, our Christ and Lord. So basically the world's churches, as it said here, they don't understand that Satan has turned everything around. And what the world's churches don't understand is that you are not under the law unless you're breaking God's laws. They think you're under the law if you're keeping God's laws. And Satan has deceived the whole world into just the opposite of what the truth is. To do away with sin, the world teaches to do away with sin is to do away with the law, but God says to strive and do away with sin is by you do that by keeping God's laws.